Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Oh, what a week it has been, folks. Sean, don't laugh until I get to you.
Okay.
What a week. See, you blew my shtick.
No, I didn't.
You started laughing before I hit the laugh button. It's been a heck of a week, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a heck of a week. Before we get started, check this out. Hey, Mark, I am a Concealed Carry Magazine subscriber and Armed American Radio listener since day one, and one comparison that I've never heard is, where would Harry Potter be without his wand? You think about that one, folks. Pretty interesting stuff, huh? You are on the Armed American Radio Network, America, from the Palm Beaches of Florida. I love this, Sean. To the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. Hey, folks, if you're new to the program or maybe driving down the road, picking us up maybe in your car for the first time, you know what we talk about here? We're talking about your right to stuff that pistol of your choice into your waistband and use it to defend your life. If that makes you weak in the knees, turn the dial. Your prescription for freedom is being filled here on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to the show, Sean.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Time goes. This has been a really strange week. And, you know, we did the Stossel show this week.
Yes, how did that go?
Oh, it was great. And we're going to talk about that for most of the program today because, I'll tell you what, he covered a lot of ground in that 1 hour.
He really did. I was surprised that he did.
He did. He covered a lot of ground in that 1 hour. First, let's get some business out of the way. If you want to participate in the broadcast, 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. mark@armedamericanradio.org. Isn't that beautiful? mark@armedamericanradio.org or twitter.com/AAR Mark. twitter.com/AAR Mark. Sean, you're monitoring that?
Yes, I am.
I can multitask, but I can't handle the tweets, bro.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah. You can handle those.
I can handle those.
All right, get this. We're going to go right to it. This is an important broadcast. We are on the eve, ladies and gentlemen, of the most historic Second Amendment decision by the Supreme Court. Well, I say, you know, Heller set us up for this one.
Mm-hmm.
And this court is now set to incorporate the Second Amendment against the states. And Mayor Daley, he's just beside himself in Chicago. He doesn't know what to do, does he, Sean?
No. I don't think he has a clue.
I'm reading stuff. I mean, this guy's holding press conferences. He's anticipating a loss here. The Constitution's going to smack him in the head. And he's already finding ways around it.
Really?
Now, see, here's the thing. I learned this a long time ago. The general who wins every battle in every war ever fought knows the most about his enemy.
Absolutely.
So every time this idiot, and he's an idiot, we're going to go right to it. We're not talking bonehead here. He's won bonehead many times. He gets it again today. And you folks that keep electing this guy, Sean, I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't get a lot of the stuff that I've been hearing and seeing here in the last year, really.
Well, what he's doing is every time he opens his mouth, he's telling us what he's going to do. And I'm going to read something here with my next guest, folks, because the decision that we're going to hear tomorrow before noon, I understand it's going to be read. And I have this on good authority because I was with Alan Gura and a number of other Second Amendment heavy hitters in New York. We'll talk about that later. But I have it on good authority that this decision will be read before noon. So those of you picking us up on the West Coast today, wow, you get to wake up to the news. I got to wait all morning, Sean.
I do too.
That's not fair.
Matter of fact, I will be sitting in front of my television.
You're still an hour earlier than me. But the fact of the matter is that we have an individual, Otis McDonald, who sued the city of Chicago in the wake of the Heller decision, because he was tired of his rights being trampled. And he is in Washington, D.C. right now, as I speak to you and bring Armed American Radio to you and fill your prescription for freedom. And he's on our phone. on the eve of one of the most historic Supreme Court decisions ever. Not just Second Amendment cases, Sean, but this is about freedom.
Yes, it is.
And we all know that this is just the beginning. This is just the beginning. Heller was the beginning. This is the beginning. And it's going to take off from here. And Otis McDonald is in Washington, D.C., where he will be at the court tomorrow awaiting the decision. And we are very proud to be able to bring him to you. So let's do that right now. Otis McDonald, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. It's great to talk to you again.
Well, thank you, Sean, Mark. And I'm pleased to be here. Very pleased.
Otis, it was a real pleasure meeting you in New York this week. And, you know, to set this up, I think the way to do this properly would be, what ticked you off and started this ball rolling? What got this train moving down the tracks? What led us to where we are and where we're coming tomorrow morning?
Well, the neighborhood that I live in, things that happened with some youngsters that live in the neighborhood, and over the years they have grown into young men dealing drugs and what have you. And that along with the fact that I was threatened, my home was broken into 3 times, and my garage broken into 2 times, that along with the officials saying that we need more law, and we need more law, we need more laws that protects the senior citizens and law-abiding citizens like myself, none at all. Mm. To the contrary, it gives the bad guy an advantage over us.
Otis, last time I checked, breaking into your garage, threatening you, was already against the law. Am I making a mistake there?
No, those are
already crimes, aren't they?
Right.
Okay, so.
But those are being protected, see?
Sean, do you hear this?
I'm telling you, it blows my mind.
It really is mind-boggling. And Otis, okay, so we have crimes being committed against you. What happened? You just had enough.
Of course. And I've sought to try and find a way to do something about it. I was put in touch with some people at the Second Amendment Foundation who was looking for the same thing I were, and for the same reasons, really. And I felt that I was blessed to run upon these people.
Well, you know, yeah. I believe that things happen for a reason, Otis, and you were blessed.
So do I, 100%.
This case has your name on it for that very reason. And I have to ask this. You know, the attention. I met you in New York, and how are you handling all of this attention right now? I'm sure you're probably getting a whole ton of it up there in Washington, right?
Yes. It's a far cry from where I came up from, and it's having a little toll on me, but. You know, to think about what it will mean to so many takes away any exertion that I'm maybe feeling at one time or another about this. It gives me such charge to know that this means so much to so many.
You know what,
and
that is? This is, Sean, what you just heard. Ladies and gentlemen, what you just heard is a freedom fighter and a patriot, a living, breathing American patriot right now in your living room, your car, your computer, wherever you are listening to Armed American Radio. You just heard the words of selflessness. And Otis, we owe you, as we do Heller, good friend of mine, Dick Heller is, we owe you a debt of gratitude that can never be repaid. And the only way I think we really can repay it is to continue your fight, is to continue your battle, because this is the beginning, my friend.
Yes.
You know what Daley's going to do, don't you?
Yeah.
I'll enlighten you. I don't know if you saw this or not, Otis, but this appeared on WGN-TV just yesterday. And June 26th, the U.S. Supreme Court could overturn Chicago's handgun ban Monday. We know. Are you feeling good about it? You think it's
yes. I'm feeling very good about it.
Excellent. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break in just a second. Before we do, let me give you the gist of this thing right here. Mayor Daley said the city must continue to fight against handguns even if the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down the ban as unconstitutional. Mayor Daley said Saturday he's ready to act if that happens. In other words, the Constitution means squat to this guy, Sean. He doesn't care. Whatever the Supreme Court says, I'm telling you publicly I'm going to work around it. Otis, I know that upsets you, and we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll get a little bit more into some of the things that Mayor Daley said. Folks, you are on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. I'm joined by Otis McDonald on the eve of the McDonald decision. We'll be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Well known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, the founder of eHarmony. You know, when you're matched with someone on 29 dimensions of compatibility, it's a whole new world. Listen to what Erica, a real-life eHarmony success story, has to say about it.
It's absolutely different for me than any other previous relationship. I never imagined that I would find someone that would make me so happy.
Visit eHarmony.com and discover what so many singles have found. Log on today and review your eHarmony matches absolutely free. eHarmony.com.
This hour of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, the GOA, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Join the Gun Owners of America, folks, at gunowners.org. I did. Welcome back. gunowners.org. I love that. Gun owners rule. You rule if you're listening to the Armed American Radio Network and you're a gun owner. You even rule if you're not a gun owner and you're listening to the Armed American Radio Network. And if you're thinking about buying, well, you get the gist. Check this out, folks. Daily said the violence last weekend, 54 people shot, at least 10 of those people dead, shows the need for the city's handgun ban to remain in place. Mm. What? 54 people shot. This can't be happening because guns are banned in Chicago. Otis McDonald joins us on Armed American Radio Network. Otis, can you set me straight with this? This drives me insane.
It drives me insane, too.
How do you explain this guy's rationale here? 54.
I can try.
54 people shot, 10 of those people dead, shows the need for the city's handgun ban to remain in place. Otis, I'm going to remind you of something you and I experienced this week. Okay? Do more guns really mean less crime? It does, doesn't it? I think you and I are in agreement on that. I think you said it great on Stossel. Sean, you saw it last night.
Yes, it was, you know, that was an eye-opener, as I've said before, because this thing with Mayor Daley, well, the question I would like to ask him is, if okay, you have a all-out ban on handguns. Now, if I use the logic that he has placed with this law or whatever it is that they've passed in Chicago, then how did the 54 people or whatever was going on, how did they get their hands on guns? Where'd they come from? If this law that he has is working, obviously something's not working somewhere.
Otis, they're coming from the street, aren't they, sir?
They're coming from the streets. That's right. They're not obeying no laws. Nowhere.
Well, if they, you know, Otis, you'll probably remember this. Dennis Hennigan, the vice president of the Brady campaign, was just going around and round and round in circles on more guns, less crime with Stossel that we were on this weekend.
Right.
One of the things that he said to me, said a number of things to me that made me just kind of roll my eyes, but one of them in particular was, he said, you know, the guns in D.C., they all come from somewhere else. And I thought... Okay, there are no gun shops in Washington, D.C.
Mm.
So one can't buy a gun legally in Washington, D.C. 2 years after the Heller case was won. You still can't buy a gun legally in Washington, D.C. That's going to change, too. That's another fight upcoming. It's fodder for another show. But now, Otis, you can buy guns in Illinois.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you need an FOID card, firearm owner's identification, right?
Right.
Now, what about long guns in Chicago?
You got to have an FOID card.
Can you have a shotgun in your home in Chicago today?
Well, you can if you can pass the scrutiny that they have on you.
Okay, so you've got to go through a very rigorous background and everything else, and then it's not a shall issue type thing. It's... they can decide whether or not you qualify to have a long gun?
That's right. And also, you got to register it every year at a specific time.
What?
And if you don't register it at that specific time, then you can't register it at all. You got to take it out of state until the year rolls around again.
What?
Isn't that something? Now, Otis, listen to this. This, again, is from WGN. Sean, hold that. I know. Go get a bucket. Mayor Daley said Saturday he's ready to act if that happens, folks. That means if and when the Supreme Court finds his gun bans unconstitutional, because they're going to. He said he's ready to act. Daley said legislation, Otis, would immediately be introduced in city council, but he didn't give specifics. The changes could include, get this, gun insurance, a weapons registry, and restrictions that would make it tougher to buy guns. Now, what this guy is doing is he's telling the nation he's going to snub the nose at the Constitution. Otis, how do you think we're going to go forward from here? Because you know what this guy's going to do. He's already letting the cat out of the bag.
Well, Mark, I tell you, I don't know the man.
But we have an idea. He's telling us that he's going to go through all this. Are you prepared to push this even further if you must? Hopefully you won't.
I'm going to do everything I can to help the law-abiding, innocent, elderly people like myself
feel, well, I'll tell you,
confident and feel a little bit safe living in their own homes.
What you've done to date.
That's what I'm going to do.
Well, you've done it now. And, you know, Sean, I can't think of being any more selfless than what Otis has done, than what Heller did. You know, Heller has spent years, 15, 16 years of his life.
Absolutely.
Pursuing this.
And, well, you know, this is what we as Americans need to do. We need to stand up for our constitutional rights and get involved. And I applaud Mr. McDonald for doing that. And hopefully we can get this resolved in Chicago. Coming from Texas, I couldn't even fathom having to register my shotgun or whatever long gun I would have for every year, and then I had to do it at a certain time. I mean, that sounds like I'm listening to something on Mars.
Let me put this in perspective. Otis, I think you'll agree with me here. The gun ban in Chicago is akin to Mayor Daley saying that you can't talk about certain things in the confines of your home, isn't it, sir?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's apparent to me and to any clear-thinking individual that this ban will be overturned. Otis, I want to thank you very much for joining us on Armed American Radio. It's a pleasure. It was a real pleasure to meet you and participate, and I'm honored to have participated on that Fox News, Fox Business News channel broadcast with you, an honor to be in the same room with you and shake your hand and meet you, and even more of an honor to say that you've been on Armed American Radio, that we've heard from you directly, and my gosh, how do you thank you? How do we thank you? We continue the fight.
That's right. That's right, Mark.
We continue the fight, sir.
Right. Because it's not you or I. It's the whole world.
Amen.
It's the country. There's so many people depending on us.
Well, we're going to continue to push it. We're going to continue to push it. We're going to have you on again to talk about it. Maybe next week. I know you're going to be very busy. Tell us real quick, before we have to go to the next break and we have to cut you loose, you're going to be celebrating tomorrow, I'm pretty sure. Now, you're sitting there in Washington, D.C. tonight, and you're awaiting the decision tomorrow. Are you feeling good about it?
I'm feeling very good.
Oh, you just made all of us feel good.
All right.
Sean, are you feeling good?
I sure am.
If Otis is feeling good, I'm feeling good. Otis McDonald, ladies and gentlemen, from the McDonald versus Chicago case, a man we owe a debt of gratitude to, and we must keep the fight up for you. Otis, thanks for joining Armed American Radio.
Thank you, Mark.
You betcha.
Very much. And continue your program.
You can count on it, my friend, and we'll do it in honor of you. We'll do it in honor of Heller and everybody else that's out there fighting the good fight. Thanks for being on the show with us.
Okay.
Sean, that's amazing. I'm speechless. I've met these people, and I know how hard they fight. And to take this to the level that they've taken it to now, from Heller in 2008, McDonald in 2010, two really good wallops upside the head with a rolled-up copy of the U.S. Constitution, my friend.
I am glad that people are doing that now.
You're on the Armed American Radio, ladies and gentlemen, the Armed American Radio Network, and we're filling your prescription for freedom. We'll be right back after these messages with David Burnett from Students for Concealed Carry on campus.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, this is Bill Bennett, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
Yeah, we're redefining it, all right. Bob Lesko, man, you are on the Armed American Radio Network up in Connecticut, filling your prescription for freedom, brother. It's beautiful. It's great to have you on the Armed American Radio Network. Trust me on that one. Who's Bob Lesko? His friends know who he is, Sean.
Who is he?
I know who he is. That's all we need to know. Bob Lesko is on the Armed American Radio Network, and that's a beautiful thing. Ladies and gentlemen, I can't go on without doing this again. I have to read this again because this is absolutely despicable. If the Supreme Court strikes down Chicago's gun ban, Mayor Daley said Saturday he's ready to act. You know, my gosh, I'm ready to act. I'm not ready to accept the fact that I'm a bonehead and a liar and a freedom hater and a gun grabber. I know I'm all those things. But I'm going to take your guns. And I don't care what the Supreme Court says. You think about that. Think about that being the First Amendment, too. That is really something else. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566 brings you into the studio. to talk to me and my next guest, David Burnett. He'll be here in just a second. David was on the Stossel show, and we're going to really talk about that throughout the broadcast. And in fact, it's going to be a large portion of the focus of the show today, because Stossel is decidedly pro-gun and a convert, if you will. And his show, which actually airs again today at in an hour and 35 minutes, if you can break away, if you haven't seen it, check out Stossel on Fox Business Channel 359 on DirecTV. Your various cable companies have it somewhere else. DirecTV Channel 359, set the DVR, and you can watch it after Armed American Radio. And by the way, I want to give a really big hello to Barack and Michelle, Sean, because we're live in Washington, and we know that they're eating popcorn and getting their prescription for freedom.
Oh, I'm sure they're listening now, especially with the McDonald case on the doorsteps of tomorrow.
Barack's probably thinking, I don't care. I'll just write something up and sign it. I don't care about what the Supreme Court says either. He's already proven that. He could care less. But coming up in this segment, David Burnett. David Burnett, brilliant young man, started an organization or works with an organization. We'll find out if he started. I don't know that. It's a good question. Students for Concealed Carry on Campus. And he has really made some waves, and he played a very big part in the Stossel show, More Guns, Less Crime, that's been airing all week that I participated in, and Fox News was kind enough to have me in and talk a little bit about various aspects of gun ownership. And he covered an awful lot of ground, and I'd like to welcome David Burnett to Armed American Radio right now, and we'll talk about More Guns, Less Crime. David, welcome to Armed American Radio. How you doing, brother?
Hey, Mark, I'm doing fantasticable. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. You know, you really did a good job on Stossel's show. So let's set this up for folks who might not have seen it. Okay? He covered a lot of ground, and none of us who were asked to participate in New York this week on the broadcast really knew what the format was going to be when we got there. And
right. I mean, we had kind of an idea from looking at past shows, but we didn't know if we were, like, going to be debating, or if we didn't know if we were, you know, full questions from the audience, or if it was going to be back and forth. So it was kind of, there's some unknowns going in there.
Yeah, we didn't know who the anti-gunners were going to be, and this is funny, so I'm going to give a Bonehead of the Week award out now, because it's very well deserved. Sean knows where I'm going with this one. He's seen the pictures. Now, I was one of the first ones to arrive at the studio in the morning for taping. And imagine the look on my face, ladies and gentlemen, when the door opened and in walked the Brady campaign's vice president, Dennis Hennigan. Mm. I turned around, Sean, and I said, oh, that guy's got a bone sticking out of his head. At least two or three times, because we've given him the Bonehead of the Week award, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Multiple times. But we could give it to him every week. But I walked right up to him. And I introduced myself, and I stuck my hand out. I said, Dennis Hennigan, Brady campaign? He said, yeah. And he set his little bag down, and he reached out to shake my hand. And I said, Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. He grabs my hand. He goes, oh, yeah, and lets go of my hand.
But things were civil there.
They were very civil.
Yeah, and I think that's probably an important thing for everybody to remember when debating the anti-defense advocates and the gun control advocates. You got to remain civil with these guys, and it was. There was a little bit of a jovial atmosphere. It's probably just as big of a deal for some of them to be on TV as it was for us. Although, Mark, I do have to say, you look better in makeup than Dennis.
Ah, come on. Hey, that's okay. I can honestly say I've never sat in a chair and had makeup all over me. I just go ahead, let's do some blush, a little bit of rouge there, a little brush.
Yeah, back you and me both.
That was pretty cool. But, Dennis was a nice guy, and I would like to say this. I can still give boneheads out to people that I personally like. Dennis was a nice guy, had good conversation with him, and as the debate progressed and the show progressed, everybody was very busy moving in and out, and of course he was representing, and he had a tough job. He was representing the other side of that argument, so he got a lot of FaceTime in front of that camera because he was the one there. Now, let's talk about your segment.
And remember, Mark, remarks, he was carrying the water for Chuck Schumer, who refused to show up, as well as the attorney who argued for Chicago's gun ban.
Yeah, but, okay, well, now I have to go here, because he said multiple times in the green room and on the set that they don't want to ban guns. And I wanted to pull my hair out with them. What are you doing arguing the Chicago gun ban?
You know, I think that's their strategy. They continually try to say, and they try and get on our side, or at least on America's good side, by saying, we don't want to ban all guns. But you've got to look at what they do, and every chance they get, they are pushing for greater control and greater restriction of handguns, which are, handguns are the weapons that are most commonly used for self-defense.
They are incrementally trying to take our rights away from us. And I have to ask myself this question. When I looked at Dennis, I spoke to him and had good conversation with him. Like I said, nice guy, very wrong on the issues. And I sit and I think to myself, does he believe this? Or is this all a ruse?
You know, I asked myself that when I saw him on the show, and I honestly think he believes what he's saying.
I'm not so sure about that. You know, a friend of mine once told me, things aren't always as they appear.
That's true, too.
And yeah. David, what are your thoughts? Does he believe this stuff, or does it just come out? Because I've got a number of examples. I want to let the listeners know some of the things he said.
Well, you know, and that's a question I have to ask myself as well. I mean, because you and I don't get into this discussion as much, at least I don't, when I'm arguing for the right to carry concealed on campus, because I like to play with guns or because I like to, because I feel better because it's down there at my side. It's because this is a practical solution to a practical problem. In the calculus of the criminal mind, does an armed victim pose a greater threat and therefore alter their behavior? Does virus protection guard against a virus? Does a fire extinguisher help protect you against a fire? A gun is a weapon, and when you are being attacked or when you have or you stand a chance of being attacked, you have to approach that from a position of strength, not a position of weakness, as Dennis Hanigan and the others at the Brady campaign would have us do.
Which is why I have to question their motives, and why I have questioned their motives, and why I've called them the Brady campaign to lie about guns. Because I really, truly don't believe that they believe this stuff. Now, we're getting ready to take a break, David. You had the most difficult task. And as you know from seeing More Guns, Less Crime with Stossel, a lot of the stuff was left on the floor. You know, not everybody's...
necessity, yeah.
Yeah, sure, for time. You know, they cut a good minute and a half of mine. They cut a good minute and a half of yours. But when we come back, you had a very difficult task, and we'll tell the listener what task you had to face right after these messages on the Armed American Radio Network. Don't go away.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
One 500-pound wild boar. One 9mm round of extreme shock ammunition. bacon, anyone? That's all it takes when you're using the world's most advanced ammunition. Used by special ops and police, Extreme Shock's lethal bullet technology features unrivaled expanding fragmentation that stops the threat and inflicts massive tissue damage. See the photos and videos at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
My name is Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. What I'm about to tell you is true. My social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, we give you a $1 million guarantee that your identity will not be stolen.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens. And if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-607-8961 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-607-8961. That's 1-800-607-8961. Again, 1-800-607-8961.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher, and you're listening to Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, redefining weekend talk radio.
I love that. I love that. Mike Gallagher is one of my favorite hosts in the world, and I love that. I love that reintro, Sean. That's great.
That's a pretty good one he did.
It is good. It is good. He's a lot of fun. I've sat and spoke with him. He's a great guy, and I know he listens to Armed American Radio, which is also very cool. Ladies and gentlemen, you're back on the Armed American Radio Network, and this promises to be a very, very good, a very good program, very informative, because we're going to be discussing the More Guns, Less Crime Stossel that's been airing all week on Fox Business. If you haven't seen it, it runs again in exactly 1 hour and 12 minutes, 10 p.m. Eastern time. So go set the DVR and check it out after the broadcast. And, I mean, you know, if you have to, you can go watch it and then come back to the broadcast. You can do whatever you want to do, but we want you here first. Right, Sean?
Of course.
We'll keep them here.
We'll keep them here.
Right, exactly.
We'll keep you entertained.
We're talking with David Burnett from Students for Concealed Carry on Campus, who participated, had a nice discussion on the Stossel show, and probably one of the most important ones. I know one of the most difficult jobs. David, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. You know, I was thinking about this during the break, and I hope one day, Mark, we can all be able to tell our children that we had the courage of Chicago's Mayor Daley and that we stuck to our principles and didn't let petty things like the law of the land get in the way.
Isn't that something? You heard those quotes when you were listening to the show. You know, some of the stuff that comes out of his mouth is, if it weren't so frightening and pathetic and scary and true, it would be laughable. But this is a mayor of one of the largest cities in the country, one of the largest cities in the world, who is literally flying in the face of the Constitution and doesn't care, and he's making a mockery of it. But that's okay. That's okay, because we'll win in the long run. And it's going to start tomorrow. Now, I don't know if you were on and heard Otis McDonald. It was a real privilege to have him on. It was even more of a privilege to meet him personally in New York. But fun to have him on Armed American Radio on the eve of that historic decision tomorrow. So, really powerful stuff. David, before we went to a break, I was talking about, you know, whether or not Hennigan believed this stuff that comes out of their mouths and the stuff they put in their books. And one of those things that comes to mind, and I think the one that really blew my mind the most was when John Stossel. Now, folks, I'm going to do my Stossel impersonation, okay? So get that visual, all right? Was when Stossel looked at him and said, "More guns? Less crime? Dennis? Washington, D.C. bans guns. Crime goes up. Guns are allowed. Crime goes down. More guns? Less crime?" And Dennis looks over and says, "Well, you can't look at it that way." And I about came out of my chair. Well, how the heck are you supposed to look at it? David, you heard it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was there in the sidelines watching you and Nikki and Susanna and cheering you guys on. And, yeah, again,
she rolled her eyes. Susanna Hupp rolled her eyes, like as did the audience. They actually laughed. And a lot of that was cut, but if you go back, if you've got it recorded, and you go back and you see that, that was when he was on the audience participation portion with Alan Gura and Susanna Hupp, and they both looked at him, their eyes rolled, the audience laughed.
Yeah, I don't think he had a very supportive audience. But and by the way, as far as like actually viewing it, if you can watch it tonight on Fox Business, definitely do that. But I do have confirmation that it is on YouTube. And I know that the segments that I was featured in discussing concealed carry on campus, we recorded and put online on YouTube and most easily accessible just by going to the website, which is concealedcampus.org. A bunch of other good stuff there as well. But if you scroll down, you can see my debate with Colin Goddard.
All right, we're going to go there now. We talked about, again, before the break, that you had a tough segment, and you and I talked about it while we were there, that... You know, let's face it, you squared off with Colin Goddard. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Colin Goddard, if you're unfamiliar with the name, is a Virginia Tech massacre survivor. He was shot 4 times, and I believe it was in Ambler Hall on the Virginia Tech campus a few years ago during that horrible tragedy on the Virginia Tech, on the grounds of Virginia Tech. And he survived. He laid there, basically, played dead to survive. He was shot, I think, a total of 4 times. And he invokes an awful lot of emotion. I met him, shook his hand, talked to him. He's a nice kid. He's a good kid. He's just wrong on the issue, and it's sad. It's truly sad that he's come down and the Bradys have got their hooks in him right now because he's wrong on the issue. And you have to ask this question, David, that if we could ask the victims, not just of Virginia Tech, but of Fort Hood or any other mass shooting or any shooting, if we could ask them from the grave if they would now, knowing what happened in hindsight, have wanted the opportunity to defend themselves, I can guarantee you what the answer to that question is. It's a resounding yes.
It's like I told Stossel. They would want a fighting chance. They would want the chance that Colin Goddard and 32 killed, 17 wounded at Virginia Tech would want. And you're right, it is sad. I talked with Colin, and, I mean, we hit it off because despite approaching this topic from two very different perspectives, we had a lot in common, and, you know, hopefully we'll be pursuing some conversations going forward. But, I mean, in one sense, I can kind of understand it. I mean, I think sometimes people have a little bit of trouble letting go of the victim status, and they try and cash it in to get some, you know, social change, some sort of change, and the Brady campaign has convinced them that the appropriate change is to ban guns. I mean, there's people that won't.
Well, no, hold the boat. That's not their goal, is to ban guns, David. That's not their goal. Yep. Colin Goddard, every time he was asked the question, and Stossel posed it to him, and he said, "Colin, more guns? Less crime? Seems logical to me."
And
his response, David?
He told me and he told John that, you know, you can what if it to death. He doesn't like to live in the world of what if. And yet, when he mentioned that the Virginia Tech shooting went on for 11 minutes without police intervention, when he mentioned that, you know, Colin responded and said, "Well, what could have happened? What you know, somebody, the person, if somebody was armed in that classroom, they could have missed. or they could have been shot first, and then Cho would have armed himself with that person's gun, and then he would have had three guns.
My father called me when he heard that, and he says, "Are you kidding me?"
I said the same thing.
What if a spaceship came down and beamed him up? I mean, this is the type of analogies we were getting, and it was very sad. I'm glad they didn't cut that part out, though, because it was a real eye-opener. It was truly an eye-opener.
That's the only place, the world of what if, the hypotheticals, is the only place where the agenda of the gun control advocates actually succeeds. Because if you look at the data, you look at the statistics, I know it's kind of difficult to mine the data and look at everything and interpret what it means, but when you just look at simple cases, like I told Stossel, two colleges in Colorado, one of them banned guns, one of them didn't. The one that allowed guns, the crime dropped like a rock from 47 rapes in 2002 before guns were allowed to two rapes in 2008 when guns were allowed. That is
Sean?
A huge drop.
Sean?
Yes?
More guns? Less crime?
Seems logical to me.
Could it be? You're on the Armed American Radio Network. Think about that one while you're getting your popcorn, Brock. And we'll be right back after these messages in Washington, D.C. and the crab fishing vessels of Alaska.
Listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in and order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.